News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. President Obama is in Russia for the G20 summit. They're supposed to be talking about the world economy. Syria continues to dominate the debate there.
While attending the G20 summit in Russia, President Obama remains focused on building support for a resolution authorizing a U.S. military strike on Syria. And while the decision to strike Syria over their alleged use of chemical weapons remains unclear, some foreign nations are urging the U.S. to refrain from launching an attack. Russia is standing by its ally, a move U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power suggests is holding the Security Council hostage.
Even in the wake of the flagrant shattering of the international norm against chemical weapons use, Russia continues to hold the council hostage.
The Obama administration is considering deploying military trainers to Jordan to help increase the capabilities of the Syrian rebels. Marianne Rafferty, Fox News.
There's a report that Iran is telling militants to attack U.S. interests in Iraq if a military strike is launched against Syria. The Wall Street Journal reports the American embassy in Baghdad would be a likely target. The Stratford man accused of mistreating his dog by wrapping the animal in duct tape was in court yesterday. 46-year-old David Butler claimed that someone else stole the animal. Police believe he did it. He's now free on $4,500 signature bond. The charges are misdemeanor mistreatment of an animal and obstructing an officer. A trial date is now set for former girls basketball coach Rory McKellip and his wife Constance. They'll face a jury trial November 18th on perjury counts. He was accused of having sexual contact with an underage player. During trial, both husband and wife testified that McKellip's genital area was unshaven. That's different than what the alleged victim said. But several co-workers at the Mosinee paper mill where McKellip's works have come forward, they say he was lying. Those workers use a community shower at the mill after their shifts. A 25-year-old Wausau man was sentenced to 10 years in prison for supplying drugs in a fatal overdose from 2011. Kevin Mason reached a plea deal. He could have faced 40 years if he went to trial. Instead, Mason pled guilty to one count of reckless homicide in the overdose death of Justin Thieves. Another person in the case, Tyson Meeks, is scheduled for trial in October. Mason got credit for 2 years' time served. Prosecutors say the drug dealers claim that the overdose death was actually good for business, saying that other customers would know that their product was strong. A state Senate committee has okayed a bill that would close thousands of acres of land around a proposed northern Wisconsin mine. Supporters of the bill, like Senator Tom Tiffany, say this is a public safety issue. We already don't allow people near large-scale logging operations.
I listen carefully to my constituents, and my constituents understand that this is a public safety issue.
There were protesters who raided the proposed GTEC mine site back in June. They yelled obscenities at workers and they vowed to return. State Senator Tim Cullen, a rare moderate in Madison, has decided he will retire and will not seek another term.
The Janesville Democrat, who will turn 70 next year, says he's frustrated by the partisan atmosphere at the Capitol.
You come to Madison and compromise is borderline a four-letter word.
In the year and a half remaining in his term, Cullen says he'll try to focus on redistricting reform. He says the current partisan process doesn't serve the interests of voters.
More and more legislators only have to worry about a primary. They don't have to worry about a general election. And if they had to worry about a general election, they'd have to compromise.
Cullen, elected to the Senate in 2010 after prior service in the 70s and 80s, says he has no plans at this point to endorse a successor, but will wait and see who runs. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, WSAU News.
A number of Walmart employees and supporters are facing charges after protests against the retail giant. 24 people arrested in Los Angeles. 6 more taken into custody outside a Walmart in Washington, D.C. for blocking traffic at a busy street nearby. Now let's check our News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast. Here's meteorologist Mark Holley.
Partly sunny, warm and muggy today. Chance for scattered showers and storms this afternoon into this evening, mainly north of the city of Wausau. High of 84. Down towards Highway 10, wouldn't be shocked to see 90 degrees. Tonight down to 63. Tomorrow high of 86. Chance for showers and storms. Also muggy, but on Sunday, much cooler, drier, more early fall-like. High of 74 under mostly sunny skies. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast. I'm meteorologist Mark Heil on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, if you thought it was fall-like for the last couple of days, it is going to feel a little more summer-like today. We have the hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast on our weather page 24/7 at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.